Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome to today's Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. It's not every day that you sit down with a cabinet secretary to the President of the United States. And it's not every day that that cabinet secretary happens to be a famous billionaire entrepreneur. U.S. Small Business Administrator Linda McMahon's claim to fame is that she is the former CEO of WWE. Yes, the renowned wrestling and entertainment franchise. We talked plenty of small business topics, but I was not going to let her get away from the microphone without first asking about wrestling. I want to ask you off the top here a small business question here.
All right.
You started a small business at one time. It has become a billion-dollar business. What was the tipping point for you? Where did you get over the hump in terms of momentum? Was there a particular instance that you can point to?
Well, I can tell you when we did WrestleMania 1, which is in 1985, we had everything hocked up to our eyes. I do believe if WrestleMania 1 had not been a success. WrestleMania 1 was a huge success. It really started the industry of pay-per-view. And so from that point on, it was a turning point. We kind of became a bigger business. We had a lot more appreciation of who we are and what we were doing as an entertainment company. So it was a big turning point for us.
I love to hear about those big business
yes.
turning points there. So you were on a tour in Arkansas this week, but you have been doing this for months around the country, the Ignite Tour, where you're listening to small business owners. Kind of what's a common theme that you are hearing from many of the small business owners that you talk to?
I started in May of 2017. So there's 68 district offices on the Ignite Tour, and this is my 55th in Little Rock I'm coming to today. Before tax cuts were passed, the most common question I was asked all the time was, are tax cuts going to be passed? We were really hoping to see those tax cuts. And then when tax cuts were passed in December, and small businesses started to be aware of what that was going to mean for them, especially being able to write off the purchase of equipment that they might have been putting off. That was a critical turning point. So worried about regulatory reform. Very happy now to have seen so many regulations rolled back. And healthcare is always an issue. So with the president's executive order on association health plans, and now with the 401k type mm-hmm. Retirement plans that I was with him last week that he announced in Charlotte. All of these issues have been really important to small businesses, and we have a president administration who respects and understands small businesses.
So you're not going to compile all of this into reports. You've actually been sending some of this intelligence back, and it has resulted in either executive orders or potential policy changes.
Well, certainly. I mean, I meet with the president. I certainly meet with Secretary Acosta from Labor, Betsy DeVos from Education. And, one of the things I hear about the most now from small businesses is a workforce issue. These wonderful programs that the president has been able to put into place that have created the environment for businesses to grow are now resulting in a shortage of workforce. We have actually more jobs than we have people applying for those jobs. And there are issues, relative to education. How are we doing our education? Are we preparing that workforce for the industry and the jobs that they need? So working with Secretary Acosta and Secretary DeVos, along with the president, who just again signed an executive order for a workforce initiative, I'm on that task force. And we want to make sure that we are bringing together educators, industry leaders, business people to say, this is what we need. Education needs to come up to speed on that.
I'd encourage you to take a look at the state chamber here in Arkansas's Be Pro, Be Proud program. That's actually a pretty interesting one that they've got working there. You mentioned tax cuts earlier. One of the things that we wanted to see from tax cuts, the corporate tax rate coming down from 35 to 21%, was more business investment. We saw a lot of that in the first quarter. Numbers, if you look at that. In the second quarter, at least anecdotally, if not empirically, we're seeing it slow down some, in part, I think, because of the trade rhetoric and how heated things have gotten with international stuff. Do you think that the president has kind of killed some momentum with that all of the things that is happening in terms of trades and tariffs for small businesses?
Well, I don't think clearly we've killed momentum. I think that there are certain times of the year that we see that businesses do invest, you know, as well. Do I think, you know, trade for the long term? I mean, the president, you know, this is a long game for him. Right. You know, the United States has been treated so unfairly. He's a free and fair trade person. He doesn't want to see any tariffs. So he's working really hard, you know, to get there. A little indecision sometimes makes businesses wait for a minute. But I think we're really on a good path to see this investment and growth continuing.
Small business optimism is at an all-time high if you look at a lot of the surveys that are out there.
Sure, NFIB. Yeah, certainly does certainly does confirm that optimism through its surveys.
I still can't take optimism to the bank and get a loan, and I can't put optimism in my checking account there. How do you translate that small business optimism into action?
Optimism generally, because entrepreneurs are risk takers, and they're not going to take that risk if they don't feel optimistic about their potential. So I think optimism is a key to entrepreneurs being willing to take that risk. And then when they look at, okay, here's where I can go. I can see now that I do have access to capital. You know, deregulation with rollback of many of the regulations under Dodd-Frank creates more access to capital through community banks. And then there's SBA, which is an incredible outlet for small businesses to go, not only to get access to capital, but to get mentoring through our SCORE offices, our SBDC groups, our women's business centers, our veterans outreach centers. And in fact, one of the small businesses that I'm going to visit later on today has been a user of all of the, many of the SBA loans, of the Emerging Leaders Program, and can attest to how optimism moves entrepreneurs into doing things, as well as access to capital and the issues, you know, that a lot of entrepreneurs face.
That's Linda McMahon, U.S. Small Business Administrator and a member of President Trump's cabinet. You can catch more of our interview at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.